So to pick off Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu asurus milachol b'truma. And these are the women that are asur to eat truma. And the Rab points out, what we're referring to is asur to eat truma forever. Even if she is a bas kohen, she can't go back to her father's house and eat truma ever. All other sotos are only asur, the Rav says, until they drink, and then they find that they're tar, then they can go back and eat truma, and they can go back to their husband. But these, there's no remediation, they're always going to be asur to eat truma, and obviously, like the Mefarshim say, to go back to their husband. Hameres tmea nilach, if she says, yeah, she's guilty, she did it. If after there was kinoy and stira, and the process was about to start, the woman admitted that she was tame from that stira, meaning she admitted her guilt, so there's no need anymore for the Mayim Hamarim, and she becomes Aser for Truma forever. And Taisa says that normally, when a woman just Stam says to her husband that somebody was Mizana with her, we don't believe her, because we're Choshish that maybe she has her eyes on somebody else, and she's just saying that, so he divorces her so she can go marry somebody else. But in this case, the difference is that there's a Raglaim Ladover, because there was Kinoy and Stira done. There's a real reason to assume that this happened, and now she went and confirmed it, so now she's Aser to him forever. And she's also usher to eat truma forever. The shebo edim shehi tmeya. And if witnesses come and testify, even after she drinks from the meimarim, they come and testify that they saw her actually being mezana, she also would be usher to eat from truma and usher to go back to her husband. Aye, if this is the case, if edim coming afterwards, why didn't the meimarim kill her? So the rap brings is the drasha, that the drasha is ve'ed ein ba. The meimarim only works if there's no witness. But if there are witnesses around, even if they're in Medina Sayyam, if there are people, Taisyantov says could even be an Eid Echad Mestama, that somebody saw this Maisa actually happened, the Meimarim wouldn't even work. And that's why when they come, even afterwards, they asa her forever. And we don't say, yeah, we're not listening to you guys, because what better Eidus is there than the Meimarim? Because the Meimarim wouldn't have worked. Va'omeres eini shaisa, or a woman that says she's not going to drink. Now, this can only be before they erase the Megillah Sota with the Mayim Hamarim. And since there's a way to be Mevara this, that we can clarify by her drinking, whether she did this or not, she's Aser to eat Truma and to be with her husband until she drinks. V'shebala eino rotz lashkosa. There's another woman that wouldn't be able to eat Truma. If her husband doesn't want her to drink, we do not force him, therefore, to make her drink. V'shebala bo leha baderech. And also, if after the Kinoy and Stira, the husband, on the way to the procession, he has relations with her on the way. Because at this point in time, if he goes and he does this, if your own husband goes and lives with her during this time of examination, on the way up, the mayim won't work anymore. The drush is v'nika ha'ishme avon v'isha hi tisas avona. So it's mashmer only when the man, the husband, is free of sin, which is this sin, that he was not bol his wife after there was kinui and stira, only then is the mayim bodik his wife. But if he's not innocent as well, then mayim is not bodik her. So therefore, since there's no way to figure out if she's taho or atame, she's aser for truma forever. And obviously she can't go back to her husband. So the Mishnah continues, ketzad oisela. How do they do it for her? Meaning, how does her husband do this, that we should check her with the Mayim Hamarim? Malicha lebeistin shabosu makum. They would bring her to beistin in that place. Umosun lo shnei tamidei chacham. And they would give over to him two tamidei chachamim to escort the husband and the wife. Why? Shema yavu aleh abadarach. Because we're afraid that if he's not along with two tamidei chacham, he's going to have relations with his wife along the way. Now, why do they have to be tamidei chacham? Because like the Rav says, tamidei chacham know how to warn him properly. Meaning, they're going to say to him, by the way, you should know that if you have relations with her, she's going to be usher to you forever. Instead of just telling him, you know, she's usher. So they know how to scare him because they know the halachas. And they know the ramifications. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bala Neman Aleha. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, you don't need to aid him. The husband is believed on her. When they come up to the Beis Din HaGadol, they'll be believed that they didn't have relations. And there's a Kal V'Chomer here. The Kal V'Chomer is that when it comes to Isser Nida, an Eid Echad, and a woman herself is believed to say she's not a Nida. And that's an Isser Kares. All the more so, this is not an Isser Kares for the husband to be back with her again. It's not an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Lav. All the more so, they should be believed. However, the Chum disagreed. The Chum said, no, you need to tell me the Chum to go, because Adrabba, since the Isser is such a light Isser, we actually are afraid that his Yetzer is going to overcome him and he's going to be Baal her. But when it comes to a woman that's a Nida, that's a different story. Since it's an Isser Kares, we're not choishish for that. So if you say along this svara like the Rav, it would come out that what would be if the Sota becomes a Nida? L'chor, in that case, according to Chum, they would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, since she's a Nida, which is an Isser Chamor. She's got both of them now. She's a Nida and she's a Sota. So here we shouldn't need the two guys to go with. So here we shouldn't need the two Tami Decham to go with them. Because since she's a Nida, he's not going to do it anyway. However, the Braisa says that the reason the Chum disagreed to Rabbi Yehuda is because by a Sota, if she doesn't drink, there's no heter l'isura. He can never be with her ever again. So therefore, since he can never ever be with her again, it doesn't matter that she's a Nida. This woman, a normal Nida, when she goes to the mikveh after she's a Nida, he could be with her again. But this woman, it's true she's a Nida, and that's very chummer, but there's something else going on here. The Yetzirah is going to push him even harder because this woman is never going to be mutter to him again. So even if she has an Isser Nida, Reb Kiva Eger Tainas, that she'd still be also to be alone with him, and they would still have to send the two Talmidei Chacham.